Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 399. If you'd like to have a copy of it sent to you free of charge, please specify whether you'd like a CD or audio tape, and Sharon will show you four different ways that you can receive one at the end of the program. Yeah, but remember to mark down this is program number 399 that you'd like. We have music, we have a prayer, we have a strong message here from the Lord, from the Bible, Book of Daniel. You might be getting to the Book of Daniel now, because that's where we're going to be reading from, chapter 7 and possibly chapter 8. And then we've got some testimonials here as well, and music from the Golden Gate Quartet and from myself with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint His service. Father, to anoint it into the hearts of all listeners, whether they be born again of the Spirit or no, whether they be our enemies or our friends. Lord, I pray that you'll open the hearts of our enemies and your enemies to show them the truth so that they don't continue sending their souls to hell into the lake of fire. Lord, give them the fear of the Lord, for this is the beginning of wisdom, and it is wisdom, and it's the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments. Nobody else's commandments, but His commandments. We do, according to your commandments, keep some of the laws here, but when the laws become thrown down to the ground, like the seventh chapter of the book of Daniel states, then we don't have to keep laws that say that we can that people can abort children. We don't have to keep laws that it's okay to commit adultery, to fornication, to be a homosexual or a lesbian. And we don't have to obey them to stop preaching your word, because it's become a sin to preach your word, Father. Bring down the fear of the Lord on them, to make them to know that they're changing laws. They're changing your law and making new laws to say that evil is good and good, your word, is evil. No, Father, let them know in this message that they are the evil ones and that they need to repent. This is the true love of God, is that He came to save sinners. And it's for sure we've all been sinners, and they, the ones that still remain, Lord, you'd like to have them to come into the fold, into the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven, so that their souls can be saved like ours as well, and that they can help do a great and mighty work for you in this world while there's still just the last few moments of time. Lord, we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus, and everybody says amen.
Amen.
All right, now we have the Golden Gate Quartet to sing. I've done a piece of literature. It was a true piece of literature because it's my testimony. The book of Ezekiel talks of a valley of dry bones, and it's the symbolism here is that these are people that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. They're dead. They're like dry, dead, dry bones. And the Spirit of God comes down upon them after He puts flesh on and sinew and skin, and some of them hair. Some of them He might have left bald, I have no idea, but it talks about it in the book of Ezekiel. And then He said to them, "Live, you dry bones," and the Spirit of God came down into them, and they stood up on their feet, just as it happens when the Lord's Spirit enters into you, become a newborn Christian, you become alive. You're dead in your sins now, and you are lost. You're dead in your sins, and you need to be resurrected. We need to be born again. Now, when we first come into the world, we were born into this world, and we only get born once. That's right. You know, I don't know of anybody that's been born twice into this world. Mm-hmm. I don't think you do either. All right? And so the Bible says that we have to be born one more time, and that means into the spiritual kingdom. And here's the Golden Gate Quartet to sing a figure, a type, or symbol of the dry bones, it's called. Some people call it dim bones. Some people call it bones, 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 and I call it dry bones.
Well, Ezekiel was in the valley
on
the last day.
Well, then
God told
Ezekiel to prophesy again. Get a word of the Lord, great God, that Ezekiel was in the valley. It was on a lost day. Well, then God told Ezekiel to prophesy again. Get a word of the Lord.
Great God, then God told Ezekiel, the son of man, to preach the gospel to the sinful land. But the children of Israel have got so wicked. My God, stop. He called Ezekiel. Hey! Ezekiel, go prophesy. The children of Israel are gonna die. Put Ezekiel in the valley to prophesy.
And get a word of the
great God. Then the toe and the foot bone joined together. Then the foot and the ankle bone joined together. Then the ankle and the leg bone joined together. Then the leg and the knee bone joined together. Then the knee and the thigh bone joined together. Then the thigh and the hip bone joined together. Then the hip and the back bone
these dry bones rose from the dead by the Spirit of the Lord. I was as dry as you can be before the Lord saved my soul. And then he entered into me, washed me of all my sins away, and then he entered into me by the Holy Spirit. And then I was walking like a natural, supernatural man. A man that's been born again in the Spirit. The natural man cannot understand the spiritual things of the Lord. But we need to be naturally supernatural. Amen?
Amen.
We need to deny the flesh and walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Holy Spirit so that we can have eternal life. We've got some testimonies today. Where's the first one from?
From Los Angeles, California.
Is that our contractor?
Yes.
We've had a contractor with us for several years now, and he's never told me his testimony, but he thought, well, maybe I'd like to know it. And he doesn't know this, but I'm putting it on the air right now. And Lee, praise the Lord. It's a real great testimony. Go right ahead.
Dear Pastor Tony, I thought you might want to hear my testimony. I don't know why I have not given it to you before. I have been working at the church properties since 1988 and have had several run-ins with the authorities for the Lord's work.
Yeah. Anybody that has anything to do with us, the authorities, what they call the authorities, the federal government agents, you know, federal government agents, not all each individual one of them, because there's some of them that hear the truth and they get out of there. But we know that the all federal government agents are the same as they were in Nazi Germany. They're the Gestapo. All federal and state Gestapo agencies are Catholic. They are. They must be Catholic because even if they don't go to that cult church, or whatever you want to call it, they do what that cult in Rome tells them to do. And what they do is they offer to pay drug addicts, liars, people that are in prison. They'll let them out of prison if they'll lie about people that are getting the gospel out. Because the gospel is what pulls the lid off of them. In other words, uncovers their wicked, evil deeds. You can see the putrefying sores on them and all the pus after you pull the sheets and blankets off of them. The truth, the Word of God pulls the sheets and blankets off of them. And puts them out in the light, and they can't stand it. And currently, they're constantly attempting to get indictments against people that are of the Lord. And I don't do business. I don't do any kind of business. And they're trying to put together that I'm laundering money. How could I be bringing, there's just, what I do is I bring messages from the Lord. And I have to study a lot to do that. And I stay in the Word, and I stay pretty much giving instructions on the phone in the Spirit, not in business. All right? So they're barking up the wrong tree if they're trying to hang me again with false federal charges. They stated that I was the tax evader, which is absolutely false. They did this with every person that I know that's in the ministry, and they keep coming after you. It's like Avril Manhattan said, they're like termites that have bored themselves into every phase of American life and every phase of life in every country in the world. They're like a bunch of termites, and they don't care if they're called termites or if they're called Gestapo, because they think they've got it made. They think that, you know, that the regime that is existing in this world today is like the IRS and all these people and the FBI and the ones that they just use paid liars, because they're liars. They're of their father, the devil. And we're trying to get their soul saved before they have to spend eternity in the lake of fire. But some of them are pretty resilient because they get good money, and they don't. They feel that there's no fear of the government killing them, even though I have photographs, actually audio videotapes of them killing their own people. The devil doesn't care if he kills his own people. You people that are being led by Satan, don't you know that he hates you, and he's just using you? He's using your time, your life, your money. He's using your minds and your spirits, your souls. And they get, just because they get favorable press, to not print, and they get the media gets favorable. They get a lot of money because they will not print anything favorable about or anything factual about our ministry. They print favorable things about the cult in Rome, which the Lord says is Satan's seat, Satan's church. And the Bible says that this church, government, and media is powered by the spirit of that great red dragon, the devil. Read the book of Revelation and see. We're not even allowed, when they take drag us into court on false charges, to say any of the good works that are that we're doing here in my church. And it's the same way with other Christian churches. But they exalt the doings of Satan's church. The Gestapo agencies will harass them too sometimes to make it look like they are legitimate. But then why are they hiding over 200,000 to 500,000 homosexuals and child abusers and child molesters in the Vatican? Now, that's Satan's church. Now, if you people really care about people, you know, and then they've got so much of that Vatican money to to protect the homosexuals. And the homosexuals are paying. They've got the biggest and strongest lobbying organization over in Washington, D.C. than anybody else. They claim to be so strong in this worldly sense, but they're weak because they have to die, and many of them do die every year from AIDS. They pick that up from their illicit sex deeds. And we're trying to get them saved, but the government just wants them to stay unsaved. He does not want you federal government agencies and you state government agents to be saved. That's why he's trying desperately to destroy my work and all Christian works in this world. They don't want you to believe the truth. This is mentioned all throughout the Bible. And specifically today that we're going to be talking about, it mentions in the book of Daniel, and it goes right into the book of Revelation. These are two very powerful prophetic books of the Bible that speak primarily of the last days here on earth, where The Bible says that the regime, the last government of the world, which is a one-world government, it's the first time there's ever been a one-world government, that they would throw truth to the ground. They'd throw truth, the truth of God, to the ground and say, you can't read the truth anymore, because when you read the truth, you're going to see that it's us that is of the devil. We don't want you reading the truth of the Bible. That's why we're putting it out of schools. We've taken it out of the federal government buildings. We've taken it out of everywhere. And we're going to stamp and crush the truth with our feet. This is the Antichrist. Now, a lot of people that are not really strong Christians, or else they're Antichrist themselves, saying that the Antichrist has not come. You people that don't know the Lord or don't believe in God, you're fools, the Bible says. And my wife Susie wrote a book, which I haven't published or anything, because I've been so busy with the ministry since she's gone on to be with the Lord in 1982. She wrote a book, it's entitled, You Damn Fools. You know, that's what you aren't. If you trust Satan with your life, your souls, your families, you damned fools. And I said, Susie, you know, that's going to raise a lot of controversy. But since they've been persecuting me down through the years, you know, I'm saying the same thing. They don't care about you, your family, your soul. Satan wants, he knows he's going to hell. He knows his time is short, the Bible says. And therefore, he's gone completely wild. He's come out of the closet. Anybody that can't see that Satan is the one that's running this world today, seemingly, you're crazy. You're stupid. But I asked my attorney, who is one of the number one, if not the number one attorney in the country, I asked him, don't you think that people know what's going on? He said, yes, I do. They know that the government is evil and wicked, and this man is the top of the ladder when it comes to lawyers, he says. And I talked to other people that are really intelligent, people that have made it in this world, and they're converting to the Lord. And John Peeler, a former FBI agent who took part in the World Trade Center, Waco and the federal building in Oklahoma City, stated that he knew that that he was working for the devil. And he got out of there, and he said a lot of his friends have gotten out of the federal government because he knows that they're telling him to do things that their conscience knows is wrong. And he said, I tried to talk them into coming forward and telling, you know, how that they know that you're right and that the government is wrong. They know that God is right and that the devil is wrong. But he said that they told him that they're not ready to come forward yet. Well, we pray for you people like that, that you'll come forward, because people need to hear people that have been in the federal government and have been used by them and abused by them, as you have, and they're just waiting. Our whole creation of God is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Somebody that you've accepted Christ, he's forgiven you, and the whole creation of God is waiting to hear the Spirit of God talking in and through you people. Now, you think you're saved? You're not saved if you hold back the truth, if you hide it under a bushel. Amen?
Amen.
If you've got the light of God in you, the Lord requires that you dispense it. Let people hear what you have to say. Get with it, okay? Or your souls are going to hell in the lake of fire. And if you're working on another new indictment on me, stop it, because it's false and you know it is. Now, you people, you codgers, have to come up with some kind of new garbage, or your day isn't complete. And you know very good and well, if you don't, that you're liable to get killed. Just like John Peeler's son, because he wouldn't assassinate me, because he did an investigation on me with many other federal government agents, and he found out that he, with his words, are squeaky clean. Squeaky clean. He found out we tried everything to find something on Pastor Alamo, and we couldn't. And so he says, I just told the people that were in charge of me, I can't kill that guy. He hasn't done anything wrong. And so they took his son and put him in prison. And that's what they do with you. They tell you, we're going to kill you. We're going to throw your family in prison. That's what they use is fear tactics. They use fear tactics. Or we'll put an indictment on you. We've got all kinds of false witnesses that will stand up in court and swear to God. Well, of course, they won't let anybody swear to God. They just have you raise your hand. And our Supreme Court says it's all right to lie. Now, what kind of government is that? Is that Satan's government? Or is that God's government? It's okay to lie. You know it's the devil. The Supreme Court is the devil, along with the rest of these chumps, okay? These devils. So that's why the Lord puts himself not only near us, but into us as the living law. And so the book of Daniel tells that they think to change the law of God in the last days. They think to change the law, but it's all right to murder infants. This is like the idolaters that were in the land of milk and honey. They were killing their own children. And I've seen them starve people to death on the TV. I tried to get, it was a little mongoloid boy, and they wanted to, and they were killing, starving him to death. You bunch of people, you know what the Lord calls you, which is a fatherless son, he calls you bastards. You do not have God for your father. And the nation looked at that and saw that, just like Terry Schiavo. I don't know how to pronounce her name, but I said, if you let me in there, I'll pray for her and she'll be healed. And they would not listen to me. The president's brother, who is the governor of Florida, wouldn't let me in there to pray for her. They don't want the manifestation of the Son of God, the living Son of God in this world. That's why they're trying to destroy all those that Christ is living in. They destroyed Christ, and the Lord God said, Jesus said, if they destroyed me, they'll destroy you. But be true to the end. Continue on in well-doing. All those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, just like I did, Jesus said. And all these namby-pamby, goody-two-shoe type ministries that don't preach this way, you're the most guilty ones in the world because you try to make us look bad. You say that we don't have enough love in this ministry. Well, let me tell you something. Love is preaching the truth. And if anyone would pick up the Bible, they can see that your ministry is of the devil and that this ministry is 100% of the Lord. That's why I told you to get a copy of that new movie, The Gospel of St. John. Who was that by? Anybody remember? I said it on one of our tapes. You can ask us to send you one of those tapes and we'll send it to you. So when God enters into us, he is the living law within us. He also is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, because Jesus also is the L-A-W, the law. Now, because of the fact that there's no law today, that means that the Antichrist is here. And you say, well, who is he? He's you. He's you. He is everyone. It's the corporate body of one man. The Antichrist is one man, and he is thousands, millions of bodies. It's one man. There's only two men. One is the first Adam, and then the last Adam. Now, Christ is the last Adam, and he's composed of millions of bodies, human beings. And the Antichrist is composed of millions, even billions of people. So it's a lawless society that the Lord is talking about. It started predominantly in the 60s, where it was like 666, right in the 60s. People that will not eat the flesh of Christ, which is the Word, and drink his blood, which is the Spirit that actually doing the work, are Antichrist. You can look that up in John chapter 6, verse 66. That's 666. That's Antichrist. In John, the disciple or the apostle of the Lord was the one that identifies what Antichrist is. And he says that Antichrist is even with him today. Apostle Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that Antichrist, that the Lord's not coming back until we see this lawless society, the society that casts truth down to the ground. And I don't believe that we have time for testimonials today. You know, we've read a little bit of his. If you read it, we just better wait on this because I want to get right now into the 7th chapter of Daniel. So get into there right now. Let's go.
In the first year of Belshazzar,
okay, do that fast, okay.
King of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed.
Now, his dream is about the four different kingdoms that will be on earth. Okay? Four different kingdoms, or four different kings. Now, when you say four kings, that doesn't mean kingdom. Well, then he's not a king. Every king certainly has a kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
What are they king of unless they have a kingdom? Amen?
Amen.
So you have to have a kingdom if you're a king. Now, he's talking about a real king, so there's four kings. Okay, go ahead.
Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters.
Yeah, Daniel wrote this dream and told the sum of the matters. Then what?
Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea.
Okay, when you get to verse 7, start slowing down.
And the four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from
and
another.
And read the verses. So tell them what verse it is.
This
I mean,
is verse
how
four.
Do you know, okay? Verse 4? Okay, we'll say verse 5, 6, 7. All right?
Okay,
you people, I hope you don't mind me rebuking the people on my program because this is a for real show. Okay? It's a show of the gospel to show you what the gospel is and is not. Then what?
Verse 4. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Verse 5. And behold another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. Verse 6. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. Verse 7. And after this...
Okay, now verse 7. Here it starts. And after this what?
I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible.
Okay, now the fourth beast is the beast, that, in other words, the government that you're living in right now. It's a dreadful government. Everyone scared to death of this monstrous, satanic being, this beast, this Antichrist beast. Okay, then what?
And strong exceedingly.
Strong exceedingly, naturally, not supernaturally. Okay, then what? It's supernatural in that it is led by the devil. That's where he gets his power, is Satan. Then what?
And it had great iron teeth.
Iron teeth. That's like the Roman Catholic Church government. They always are told of as being iron. Then what?
It devoured and brake in pieces.
That's what it does, is it devours and breaks the entire world into pieces. Just bombing countries one after the other and devouring people up and putting their own brainwashed idiots in charge. Then what?
And stamped the residue with the feet of it.
And stamps anything in its path. Okay, then what? That's this kingdom that we're living in. See, you have to know the literal, you know, you have to know what these are signifying, these figures, types, or symbols in the Bible. And I've been saved long enough to where I know them, and I see them, and I'm connected with the Lord very closely.
Amen.
All right, then what?
And it was diverse from all the beasts.
It was different from all the other three beasts before that. Before the first government, which was Media Persia, and then Greece, and all the other one. Okay, now this is Rome, the most powerful city on earth. as far as wickedness is concerned. But God is stronger than Rome. God is the one that created Rome. God's created all these people. And his very everybody's breath is in his hand. He can just take the breath out of you in one fraction of a second. Just pull you out of your skin, out of that dummy that you're it's living in now, and that's it. And once you're pulled out, you're not a coming back. And if you're of the devil, you're going straight down into hell and the lake of fire. And to be absent from the body, so far as born-again Christians are concerned, to be absent from the body would be to be present with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before.
So it's different because it's one world, the whole globe. The other ones were just Media, Persia, which was Iraq and Iran and other areas out of there. They split up into different factions now, but it was Iraq, Iran, and many other, some of the Arabic nations. Then what?
And it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were 3 of the first horns plucked up by the roots.
Yeah, these are the other governments. Then what?
And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things.
Or that was the Media. Everything is federal government now, led by Rome, and so the Media, the FCC, the federal government regulation of what's said on TV and what's not said, or radio, or the press, it's suppressed by this bunch of evil monkeys, okay?
Amen.
Then what?
I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the ancient...
Yeah, until they were their kingdom doesn't exist anymore, except now this big, strong kingdom. But wait till you see what God does to this big, strong, natural kingdom. Go ahead.
And the Ancient of Days did sit...
Mm-hmm. That shows that the Ancient of Days did sit. Nobody can see God unless they're dead, unless you die out to the ways that you live, and unless your eyes are open. Well, we're made in the likeness and image of God. Well, there's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God doesn't have an image other than his Son, because God came to the world in a man, in the flesh, in... the flesh of Jesus, and he's going to come back to earth again in clouds. The Bible says, and every eye will see him. That's why when you say this person says he's Christ, don't believe him, because there's a great proof that it's not Christ. He's coming back in clouds, and everybody on earth will see him at the same time. He'll be looming throughout the entire universe with a rod of iron in his hands, and everybody, if it was really Christ that they say it is, you'd be on your knees begging, screaming, and asking, praying to God that the rocks and mountains would fall on you to hide you from the wrath of the Lamb of God, which is going to come back in clouds. Jesus said that he himself is the Ancient of Days. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
And the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow.
Because he is pure and clean and white. There's no sin in him whatsoever. That's why you cannot know God unless you repent of your sins, because he came here to save sinners, to wash them clean from sin and give them the power over sin. And then what?
And the hair of his head like the pure wool.
Right, like the color of pure wool. It isn't like wool, but it's like the color of wool. Some people have seen, because it symbolizes that he's the Lamb of God. They're usually white. Okay? A lamb. Then what?
His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000,000s ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened.
Right. It says that he's there. He's revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Flaming fire! Okay, this is in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. And here's talking about flaming fire right there in the book of Daniel, in the Old Testament, the book right after the book of Ezekiel. Then what?
I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld...
The great words that the horn spake. This is the actual news media, that part of the Antichrist. There's so many people that are helping the Antichrist out, and there's a lot of us that are helping the gospel out. We're living in Christ, and the rest of you are living in Antichrist. It's one man. And that man is the one that says that God, we're the temple of God, so it says that he's going to come back and go into his temple, God's temple, and say that he is God. That means that he's going to enter in human bodies because we are the temple of God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so don't expect him to walk, you know, like and go into a temple in Israel. And even if he does, I mean, he's walking in temples right now. Those federal buildings are Satan's temples. That's where they do a lot of their dirty work by sending people to prison and pronouncing them to death. That's Satan's temples. Amen?
Amen.
And they're in Israel, too. They're in all over the world. Then what?
I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed.
Okay. In other words, Daniel watched this whole scene, this whole government, until it was destroyed. Read that again. Because this government's going to be destroyed, folks.
Amen.
And so don't hold any trust in it. It may be seem mighty and big to you now, and it maybe scares you to death, but it doesn't mean, because I know the book of Daniel says that the Lord's coming back to destroy it. Go ahead, put it on fire and stamp it into dust. Go ahead.
I beheld even till the beast was slain.
So this beast, this government, is going to be killed, slain. It's over with. You people are finished. You're over with. La comedia finita. In other words, that means the fun is over. In Italiano. Okay? In Italia. It's a finish. Okay, then what?
And his body destroyed and given to the burning flame.
That means all you people that are Antichrist are going to hell. And the lake of fire. Then what?
As
you think that God's incapable of sending billions of people? He drowned the whole world before.
Amen.
Okay, so don't... He's not a handicap. Okay, then what?
As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away.
You know, you're not going to have any dominion anymore. Then what?
Yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time.
Some of them will be prolonged for a season and time because the Lord wants to, if you read the book of Revelation, you'll see why. The Lord wants to open up hell a little bit and let some of these locusts come out and sting you to the point that you're going to pray to die for several months. Okay, then what?
I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven.
Okay, here it is. That's Jesus mentioned in the Old Testament. The Son of Man, he's also the Son of God. He came into the world as a flesh, therefore he was the Son of God, but the Spirit of God was in him, so he also was the Son of God. Amen?
Amen.
And God the Father came in the world with him, in him, and the Holy Spirit, because those three are one. Okay, go ahead.
And came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him.
So he came to the Ancient of Days because God is in us, and he's also sitting in heaven. He was in Jesus, and he's also sitting, and he was sitting in heaven also. But Christ, the image of God, the likeness of God, the Spirit of God, and God's Spirit also, was in Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. And the Son was in him while he was here on earth. He was also the Son of Man. He referred to himself as the Son of God and the Son of Man, the Almighty, the Alpha, the Omega, the Beginning and the End, the Almighty, the Ancient of Days. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so this is him right here in the Old Testament. Then what?
And there was given him dominion and glory.
So in this Jesus, this one that's drawn unto God, taken up from this earth back to God, is given dominion and what else?
And glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and
languages. A kingdom. And then what? People?
That all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion.
Yeah, he's never going to die, folks. And his this is the end of all kingdoms except the kingdom of God. And only those that I have accepted the kingdom of God into their hearts, into their spirits, are going to be there. The rest are going to be screaming their heads off in hell and in the lake of fire. And you're going to be so sorry if you missed out on this. The Lord died for you. It doesn't make any difference how many sins you've committed. The Lord will forgive you. Even you fakers that are faking up the trumping of stories on born-again Christians that are preaching the powerful word of God so that you have a possibility of being saved. We're doing this for you.
Amen.
I wouldn't do this for all the money in the world or all the tea in China. I'm doing this because the Lord cares for your soul. Now, before I was saved, I wouldn't spit on you. But the Lord makes me do this. You say, oh, you don't love us? Well, it's for real good and sure that you don't love me, okay? Now, I haven't done anything to you. I haven't thrown you in prison or fired guns at you or conspired or lied about you. I'm telling the truth about you. But on the other hand, you people have done all that to me, all right? And not only me, you did that before me with Christ and the Apostle Paul and many others. You've cut their heads off and nailed them to crosses upside down. The same devil that was living in those people that did that is living in you. And you're continuing on his work while Christ is continuing on his work in us. And you people are the creation of God, and you're waiting for the manifestation to see the appearance of Christ in human bodies. The people of you that are holding back the word of God, you're not allowing Christ to live out his life in and show the world the manifestation of Christ living in them. And so therefore you're guilty. The real judge, the one up in the kingdom of heaven, not the one that gives out 100 years to people that are smoking a pot, which I'm against, but I mean, and then they kill somebody and they these false judges give them 16 months. It all depends, it seems like it all depends on what mood the judge is in. Well, let's see, today, what'd you do? Smoke some pot? That's 3 lifetimes in 99 years. Okay, next. What about you? Well, I killed somebody. Well, you look like a fine lad. You get 5 years and half off for good behavior. 2.5 years. You kill. This is a lawless society, folks. There's no law anymore. They keep going.
His dominion is an everlasting dominion.
The Lord Jesus' dominion is an everlasting dominion. It's the world power. The universal power. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to the Lord. Well, why doesn't he do something for you? Well, believe me, he does, okay?
Amen.
And he's just checking me out to see if I'm going to stand no matter if I'm at a firing squad or not. You're going to test me out on that one? The Bible says anyone trying to kill me will be killed.
Amen.
And there's a lot of people that have dropped dead that have tried to kill Sue and myself. Okay, then what?
His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed.
How are you going to destroy God or his kingdom? Yada yada. Minds, you idiots. Then what?
I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are 4, are 4 kings which shall arise out of the earth.
Yeah, 4 kings, and then there's 4 kingdoms, in other words. Then what else?
But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom
the
forever.
The saint or saints?
Saints.
With that plural?
Yes.
Yes, we saints, those of us that are the body of Christ, not at all the body of Antichrist, who's allowed Satan to enter their body and say that he's God and that this one world Antichrist government and cult and media is Christ. It's not! You people are the devil. And people believe it because they could read it in the Bible. Then what?
But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever.
In other words, we have to take the kingdom. It's not just given to us. We have to do something physical, too. The Bible says that we're going to be judged by the works that we do. If we do the work of the Lord, then we have taken the kingdom of heaven. All right? Okay, and then the violent take it by force. Amen?
Amen.
We have to violently want the kingdom of heaven and make up our minds to do it, to take it over. Okay? Then what?
Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others.
Yeah, but that's different from all others. That's the Antichrist, this regime that we're living in now. Then what?
Exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron.
Just to see the same thing that I saw. I saw this monster in a vision, come teetering back and forth, coming to me. His mouth was open. He had iron teeth, and his eyes were hollow, and his mouth was, and it was like a furnace. You could see this raging fire in his eyes and mouth, and he had such hatred, or this countenance was so dreadful. And I always tried to think of the words that it was, and the word dreadful is the exact word that I recognize that it is. Okay, that it loomed clear up into the heavens almost. Okay, then what?
And his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet.
Yeah, that's what it's doing. It's destroying the earth. And the Bible states that Satan in the last days, when he's cast into hell, the people there will look at him narrowly and say, so you're the one that made the world a desolation? That's what he's doing with atomic bombs and bombing every kind of nation to try to get the entire world to worship the devil. And what did Jesus say when Satan attempted to do that to him? He said, get thee hence from me. He said, it is written that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him alone. Only God shall you worship. And if you don't, you're going to be the sorriest bunch of people on the face of this earth, or in hell, screaming and knowing you can't get out. Try, you know, get on a griddle that's cranked all the way up and see if you're going to like it. And then don't drink water for the rest of your life and for eternity. That's what it's going to be like. Every time you just be growling, it's the most painful thing. The words don't even, there's no human words that can explain it. The pain is beyond words. Just like heaven, the pleasures there are beyond words. You people ought to make the right choice because, look, you're judging your own soul. Your soul is going to be at judgment one of these moments. Sooner or later, you're going to be standing before God. And if you haven't repented and forsaken this government, and you better come forward to you, Antichrist, and get saved and spill your guts on them. Tell the truth. Okay, then what else?
And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things,
yeah, the media, then what?
Whose look was more stout than his fellows, I beheld in the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them.
That's what they're doing, is they're making war with the saints. And they have prevailed against us. I went to prison on false charges for, they gave me a 6-year sentence. I got out in 4 years for good behavior. And they're looking to send me back again. On probably some business deal, and I've stayed completely away from business. All right? I don't even know. People tithe money in here. They work. They have jobs. Where they get it, I don't know. But I know that they're Christians and they're not getting it in an illicit way. Okay?
Amen.
Then what?
Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom.
The kingdom, the final kingdom. Then what?
Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms.
Different, because it's worldwide. Then what?
And shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces.
Yeah, it's going to destroy this earth. They're bombing people, they're killing them, they're throwing the good people in prison, killing the good people, and leaving all the devils alive. And how is he going to come back to earth again? Does it say in the book of Revelation?
Behold, he cometh with clouds.
He cometh with clouds, just as it said in the book of Daniel. He cometh with clouds. That way it eliminates all the phonies, amen?
Amen.
That's saying that their Christ is a guy in Miami, this Mexican guy. Don't even listen to him. Don't even mention his name. He didn't come in clouds. He came on a burro, you know, like on a tortilla or something. Okay, what else?
And every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced
him. Every eye is going to see the Lord when he comes back, all right?
Amen.
Then what?
And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega.
This is Jesus talking. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Then what?
Saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty.
Jesus calls himself the Almighty God. Now, all these prophecies, the book of Daniel and here, keep going now with Daniel.
Verse 24, and the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And
that's what they do. They just keep you busy fighting these dirty, lying court cases. They've got all you people out there doing all kinds of paperwork and meaningless stuff. All that stuff is going to burn up, okay? And you're going to burn up with it if you don't get your eyes on the Lord. They just don't want anybody putting their eyes on the Lord. Then what?
And think to change times and laws.
Yeah, he's thinking to change times and laws. Like, it's not against the Lord, they say, to abort children, to first-degree murder, to plan their murders, and to starve people to death. Lies! The God's laws still stay the same throughout eternity,
amen.
All right? That's not the real law, and that they're fighting to let homosexuals be predominant in the world. That's not the law of God. He says that they're worthy of death. And he, of course, we don't kill anybody. We don't even have a water gun or an air rifle on our property. Or we don't carry carnal weapons or use them. Okay, then what?
And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
So there's the end of time that this man, this one world government with all these billions of people being the one man, the Antichrist, there's a finish line for him.
Amen.
Okay, then what?
But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High.
So all this stuff is belonging to us, all right?
Amen.
So join us so that you can really have stuff. Because if you like comfort and everything, you're not going to have any. But those of us that are going through the fire down here, we're the ones that's going to get all the comfort.
Amen.
So, you know, think about that. Amen?
Amen.
And don't think too long. Now the door is open for you to be able to be saved. I see my time is up. However, with this program, but you can be born again in the Spirit. Now, there's a starting line and a finishing line in salvation. And that is, you start out by saying this prayer to the Lord. Say to the Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. And all power in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus. And nobody has any power but him. Evil power, yeah, they have the power to lie. That's not power. It ends, amen?
Amen.
Don't you get it? I just read it to you. All right, so, and Lord, I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you will turn no one away, and that even includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord, and keep praising and thanking him, and keep getting into the Word of God. And if you don't understand things in the Word of God, call me, write me. The address is that Sharon's going to give you right now, so that you can receive a copy of Program 399, if you like, or any of the other programs. Okay, Sharon, go ahead and tell them.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. Well, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo again, and look, I love all you people enough to sacrifice my life. I mean, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't know that they're planning to put bullet holes in me or send me to prison. And so that has to shine as some kind of light to you of love that I have. I'm not a hater. I love your soul. I don't love the things that some of you are doing, but I love your soul. And I'm doing this because one of these days I want to be in the city where the Lamb or Jesus is the light. And here I am with J.D. Sumner and the Stans Quartet to sing for you in the city where the Lamb, where Jesus is the light.
There's a country far beyond the starry sky. There's a city where there never comes a night. If we're faithful, we shall go there by and by, to the city where the Lamb is alive. Well, in the city where shines upon us now so bright, we'll be changed to clouds of rain until we go to that city where the